the InFocus Player Spotlight, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Jay, you've been on a lot of teams in your lifetime. How would you describe what's going on with this Cardinals team right now?
Well, it's difficult. When you lose and you lose a lot of games in a row, 8 games in a row, it becomes a grind. It's tough to go into work. It's tough to work hard. But that's what you get paid to do. And I think when you go through adversity, your character is revealed, lack thereof, or the character that you have. And I think as a man, each person has to respond the right way.
With 4 games left, that said, how do you stay united as a team?
I think we've done a decent job of doing that. I think this team is close. I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted us to win, because guys truly like each other. And I think you have to keep focusing on your job, what you can do to help your team each week and each day. You know, and just go out there and focus on trying to do that and do your job and help your team win. And hopefully, offensively we'll come around and start to make plays and it'll click. And, you know, we'll win a game and be able to get off this slide.
You know, you've got the perspective where not on offense, not on defense, you are on that special teams unit. What can you do? Is there anything you can do to encourage those guys?
Well, I think you can always encourage. You can pull guys aside and talk to them about the tough times when you've been through that. I did that with Ryan after the game. And, I think that's part of being a teammate, being there for guys. When I've had bad games, when guys come up to you and put their arm around you and say, hey, listen, we win as a team, we lose as a team, that means a lot to you. You know, and obviously the offense has struggled, and you have to be there for them, and you have to support them, and you have to keep fighting.
Personally for you, as a kicker, and throughout your career, I'm not just talking about this year, how do you handle the highs and lows of a season? Because it happens, of course, to every player.
It does, and, you know, I've been there when I've made game-winning kicks and missed game-winning kicks, and, you know, when you are directly responsible for your team's loss, it's tough, and you take it to heart, and you should take it to heart, and that's part of your job. And I think you have to have a perspective and understand that life is not dictated by football. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot more to me as a man, as a father, as a husband, in the community than just on the football field.